Good morning, RVA. It's 45 degrees and today looks beautiful. Prepare yourself for sunshine, dry, clear skies, a slight breeze, and temperatures in the mid-70s. If ever there were two spring days made for sitting out on the grass with your eyes closed, face pointed up at the sun, it's today and tomorrow. Beep. Water cooler. Last week, Governor Youngkin signed HB 174, a marriage equality bill, into law. This new law, quote, provides that no person authorized to issue a marriage license shall deny the issuance of such license to two parties contemplating a lawful marriage on the basis of sex, gender, or race of the parties. The bill also requires that such lawful marriages be recognized in the Commonwealth regardless of the sex, gender, or race of the parties. The bill provides that religious organizations or members of the clergy acting in their religious capacity shall have the right to refuse to perform any marriage. Seems pretty good. Please let me know if there's some sort of hidden catch. But as David Ress at the Richmond Times-Dispatch reports, the Family Foundation is upset, which is always a great sign. Not that it matters to the lives of regular Virginians just minding their own business, but I am sort of constantly confused by the governor's political strategy and wonder what he's angling to do after his job wraps up in the next couple of years. I mean, see, look at this headline from WRIC's Sierra King, quote, VCU professors concerned after Youngkin requests review racial literacy curriculum. Like, this seems more in line with Youngkin classic and is, I don't know, maybe something that would get him noticed for a future Trump appointment. Again, I know I shouldn't care so much about the life and times of Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin. I just can't stop thinking about it. RIC today reminds me that as temperatures increase, we get closer to cicada brood release, which is a good but useless mnemonic. Specifically, quote, cicadas usually emerge when the soil hits 65 degrees. But despite this week's warmer weather, we've got a ways to go before we get there. Still, though, I'm looking forward to it. I love the summer sounds of cicadas in the trees, and despite how they stupidly crash into me as they flumble about, I'd really miss them if they disappeared. Lucky for me, Brood 19, literally known as the Great Southern Brood, will emerge in just a couple of months as it reaches the end, or the beginning, of its 13-year cycle. Tonight at 5:30 p.m., GRTC will host their second Downtown Transfer Hub public meeting at the main library. That's 101 East Franklin Street. They'll present their, quote, final site selection options for initial design concepts for a mixed-use Downtown Transfer Hub. I've written a lot about Downtown Transfer Hubs over the past forever, but if you're going to build one, these are some of the right words to use to describe it. Quote, the hub will take advantage of prime downtown real estate by adding housing and retail options and continue to provide high-quality transit service while improving available resources for riders. So come out tonight, check out a larger version of this design concept, and get excited because according to their release, there will be pizza. Somehow the Atlantic 10 men's basketball tournament tipped off yesterday on a Tuesday. Anyway, number 5 VCU takes on number 12 Fordham today at 2 p.m. You can watch on the USA Network. And number 1 Richmond will face either number 8 George Mason or number 9 St. Joseph's tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. A look back. Over the weekend, I put together a quick process that helps me pull newsletters from this date 1, 2, 3, and 4 years ago, mostly because I started thinking about the 4-year anniversary of everything shutting down as the pandemic descended. For some reason, I want to relive my life as I wrote through that experience. But also, I recently read this really wonderful piece on Cory Doctorow's blog about his writing process in which he says, quote, for example, it's hard to write long and prolifically without cringing at the memory of some of your own work. After all, if the point of writing is to clarify your thinking and improve your understanding, then by definition, your older work will be more muddled. Cringing at your own memories does no one any good. On the other hand, systematically reviewing your older work to find the patterns in where you got it wrong and right is hugely beneficial. It's a useful process of introspection that makes it easier to spot and avoid your own pitfalls. So with that in mind, welcome to A Look Back, a new section of the newsletter that I am not promising to revisit often or even ever again. But I do think I will continue to look back at the last couple of years to see how hard I cringe at my own writing and, if it's interesting, surface anything that I think y'all will appreciate. Like, 4 years ago yesterday, Governor Northam declared a state of emergency in Virginia, kicking off 3-plus years of pandemic life. Richmond Public Schools closed for 2 weeks, with Superintendent Cameron saying, quote, finally, a word to our extraordinary students. I know this is a scary time. Please know that we are going to do everything possible to support you and that we love you. Events across the city, region, and state closed, and City Council even canceled public meetings, which had me concerned about the future of the 2020 budget season. LOL, you sweet, innocent baby. I wrote this pretty good sentence, which I think remained true throughout the pandemic. Now that we're all in this together, I want 3 things out of our state, city, and institutions. 1, high quality and up-to-date information. 2, whatever the institutional version of social distancing is. And 3, clever policy and action to keep folks safe and thriving until this crisis passes. However, I close with this sentence, which would not turn out to be true at all, because for a long time, the only news that existed was COVID-related. Quote, I'm sure there's other non-corona news out there, but today you'll just have to find it yourself. One note from just last year, council had already started their budget season by this time and were hosting their second budget session. Remember, they've since adjusted due dates to give everyone a bit more time to process. Also, Natu Natu won the Oscar for Best Original Song, and watching it is a great way to start your Wednesday morning. This morning's long read is titled 100 Years Ago in Photos, a look back at 1924. 100 years seems like forever, but I don't know, something about this century-old photo set in the Atlantic doesn't feel all that long ago. Yeah, there's farmland in the Bronx and a Zeppelin floats over DC, but there's also baseball and highways and rich people with weird pets. We've got all that same stuff today. Here's an excerpt. A century ago, regular radio broadcasts were on the rise, and people began tuning in to entertainment and news from around the world. Paris hosted the 1924 Summer Olympics. Advancements in aviation were being made on several fronts. Automobiles were becoming more prevalent and dangerous, and prohibition in the U.S. was still in full swing. Students were using tablets made of slate, and computers were human beings that operated calculating machines. Below are a handful of images from some of the events and sites around the world in the year 1924. If you'd like to suggest a long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's picture of the day is a picture of me, my D&D setup for a few of my kids' friends on the very last day before the world stopped 4 years ago. Intro and outro music by Matt Fisher, and you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on GMRVA.com.